This is an extreme loser baiter verbal degradation file, so if you don't want to listen to it, then fucking click off and go watch Barney and Friends, bitch. You gotta face fucking facts, loser. If you look in the mirror and you feel proud of yourself and you feel happy to be you, if you aren't fucking looking in the mirror and being upset with what you see, you aren't fucking miserable and fucking scraping by day to day just trying to fucking live your fucking life, and you're not fucking going deep enough for fucking pornography. You know you aren't. The truth is, you deserve nothing. Absolutely nothing. Maybe a glass of water, but even that's a bit too much. Maybe a paper cup to fucking chug down your fucking piss. You should really masturbate away your misery and drown out your sorrows with drugs and pornography. That's what you fucking really deserve. You know it. You know that, like, no matter what you do, no matter how many awards you achieve, no matter what your job title is, no matter how big your bank account gets, it's nothing. It's fucking nothing. You're fucking nothing. Literally, you're fucking nothing but your fucking hand. You have the fucking sex appeal of a fucking brick. Other people can have a healthy relationship with masturbation, but not you. You need it to be unhealthy. Every time you masturbate, it's like a fucking bar of candy, man. Like, shit. You fucking don't deserve to fucking have a happy life. You never got to have a happy life. It's just fucking reality. You need to accept that fact. The sooner you accept the fact that you hate yourself, the more you can bait yourself. You're not designed to be happy. The only happiness that you can get is manufactured for you by the porn industry. Fucking stroke yourself, stay inside. Make sure that you pump out every bit of serotonin that you can get out of your fucking stroke rod. Pump out every bit of dopamine that you can get. Because once you use up all of those brain chemicals, once you programmed yourself to only derive pleasure from porn, you'll never feel fucking happy again. Unless you're watching pornography, and that's what you deserve. You deserve to watch your fucking savings dwindle. You deserve to watch your fucking life crumble. You deserve to watch your friends move away and do bigger and better things while you're fucking stroking your tiny fucking pee-pee. This is as good as it gets. It only gets worse from here. You'll never be anything better than fucking mediocre. You're just a fucking little fucking loser, a little parasite on the fucking world, and you fucking love it. You fucking hate yourself, and I fucking love that. I love how you talk so poorly about yourself. I love all of those little nasty insults that you write to yourself in your little fucking diary or keep in your fucking head. You fucking hate the fact that you gave in to the fucking pornography addiction. You fucking hate the fact that you fucking looked at a porn mag. You hate the fact that you went into a fucking porn theater. You hate the fact that you fucking watch porn all the fucking time and waste your life. Meanwhile, everybody else is out there enjoying everything that life has to offer. Because this is what you do. All of this is on you. You can't blame anybody for your own actions. You fucked up. You did something that you shouldn't have, and that's fucking watch porn. Because of that, you'll never, ever feel yourself be content with your pleasure. You'll always crave more. Because that first time that you watch pornography, it was the fucking best it gets. It's all downhill from here. You have such a fucking high tolerance to pleasure that you'll never feel good ever again. This pleasure that you feel right now is only a fraction of what you felt when you first partook in your fucking porn addiction. You live a fucking sad, pathetic, miserable life while other men are out there fucking, sucking, having sex, conquering the world. And here you are. You can't even fucking overcome your addiction. You can't beat yourself. You need to accept the pain. You need to accept that pain that you have deep down inside you and fucking bury it with all the pleasures that the world has to offer. It's so fucked up and nobody understands what you're going through, but I understand it. Well, as much as I can, I'm not as pathetic as you. You're literally getting dumber every time you fucking masturbate. You're becoming simpler, and so it's so easy to understand you. It's like fucking watching a worm wriggle around on the fucking sidewalk when it rains. You know that fucking worm is headed towards fucking filth, fucking dirt. And if it doesn't get there in time, it fucking dries up like a fucking piece of fucking wood on the fucking sidewalk. That's what you are. That's what porn is. It is filth. It is disgusting. And you need it to fucking survive. You're more of a maggot than a faggot. Maggots need fucking filth to live. They are born in filth. They live in it. And then they evolve into becoming a fly on the wall. And that's what you are when you watch porn. Just a fucking fly on the wall, watching all this disgusting depravity happen around you. And you revel in it. You crave it. It feeds you, it keeps you alive. And that's your place in the sexual ecosystem as a pornosexual, isn't it? You're not a beautiful swan, you're not an ugly duckling, no, you're just a fucking vulture, a buzzard that flies overhead and waits, feeding on the pleasure of others that is long past. Because that's what you're fucking doing, isn't it? That's what all pornography is. It's the pleasures of the past that you can't handle. The nourishment of sex. The pleasures of the present. They're just too much for you to bear. And so you'd rather just watch other people have fun. Rather just watch them enjoy life and walk right by you. Because that's the type of society we live in. You know, all the time, people walk right by somebody struggling with any form of addiction. Just fucking shrug it off as them being too fucking weak to handle life. Just imagine yourself right now fucking sitting on the fucking side of the road. Fucking sign that says, we'll masturbate for fucking money. We'll masturbate for food. Please help. I'm addicted to porn. You watch your pornography on the phone and fucking just stroke yourself silly. All those people that talk about love and acceptance and caring for your common man, they just walk right by you, pinch their nose and say, ew, a fucking masturbator. Sure, maybe a few kind souls would give you maybe a penny or two. Maybe open up their fucking purse and give you a little squirt of lube so you don't rub yourself raw, but that's it. That's all they got for you. It's a cold, cruel world out there, and you know it's true. And you're stuck with the one person who's the cruelest to you. And that's you. That's yourself. You fucking failed yourself. You ruined yourself. You took that innocent boy that was growing up and you fucking wrecked his life. You'll never be better. You'll never get better. You'd totally go to a support group, a Porn Addicts Anonymous meeting, but you know that can't help you. You know that can't help anybody because you get too turned on. Thinking about your addiction, fucking destroying yourself and other people's addictions, destroying themselves. You get horny and so you can't get help. Because you know if you went to those meetings, you'd find out that your life isn't that bad. You'd find out that you're just a fucking loser that can't handle something as easy as fucking porn addiction. You'd find out the truth. That you're just not that addicted to porn. You'd meet real porn addicts that show up to the support meeting with a boner in their pants, looking at porn while they talk about how they can't stop looking at porn. You meet real porn addicts who have been out there on the street for decades because they can't stop spending their fucking money on fucking pornography. They can't stop going to adult arcades and jerking off. You'd meet real porn addicts who walk around with cum stains on their pants because they just can't stop. Because that's the truth, you're not even that addicted to pornography. There are other men out there that are struggling way more. So you should just shut up and fucking stroke yourself silly, you stupid fucking loser. You're not even going through that much. You need to shut the fuck up. You don't even goon that hard. You're a fucking failure. You can stay inside and fucking think about what you fucking done. And know that it's never gonna be enough. It'll never be enough. Because you always want more. You always want to be more pathetic or more successful. You're not happy with what you have, and that's why you're so fucking miserable. And that's why you keep clicking away, looking at videos of assholes getting fucked so it can fill some void that exists within you. But you know it's not enough. You know it'll never be enough. Because watching pornography is like watching a fucking cooking show and expecting it to feed you. You're a fucking stupid moron. I spit on the grave of the man that you were supposed to become.